You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, earlier today, Alderman Brendan Riley, the 42nd Ward, was on the program. And we've been talking this week more often than not about this violence along the State Street corridor north of the river. Alderman says it goes from north of the river, I think, about four or five blocks then from there. And, well, there was the one time when two men were beaten over the weekend that was seen on videotape. There was a stabbing at a Chase branch and a couple of others, a shooting overnight last night. Anyway, Alderman Riley says, well, he pointed the finger at a few clubs on Hubbard.
Look, I'm not blaming the bars for this problem either. I'll be honest, you know, some of the nightclubs on Hubbard Street cater specifically to gangbangers. They play gangster rap, you know, swear words about the police, all this sort of stuff. And they draw rivals from around the city. Guess what happens when rival gangbangers run into each other? They shoot or stab each other. That's playing out downtown in River North. It's totally unacceptable. I'm not going to call them out by name. They know who they are, and the police department knows who they are, and the liquor commissioner knows who they are.
Those are some of the comments from Alderman Brendan Riley earlier today. Joining us on the phone line now is the deputy mayor for the city of Chicago, the deputy mayor for public safety, John O'Malley. Deputy mayor, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. I'm glad you could be here. Listen, I want to talk about the new mental health initiative coming up. But first, what did you make of Alderman Riley's comments about these clubs catering to gang members on Hubbard?
Yeah, well, we know there's been some problems in the Hubbard corridor, State Street corridor. That is being addressed. Alderman Riley knows it's being addressed, you know, as of just recently. And, you know, it's a deployment issue where police department is hearing complaints of crime all over the city. So it's not falling on deaf ears. I think the aldermen and the residents and business owners in downtown area, River North area and elsewhere will be pleasantly surprised that more resources will be deployed in those areas and will tamp down on the crime, just like we heard early in the summer of complaints around Millennium Park. Ever since then, that hasn't really been any type of issue. So the problem is well known. It's going to be addressed. It's being addressed as we speak. And I think he knows who to contact in the mayor's office and who to contact in the police department to have those conversations.
We're talking to Deputy Mayor John O'Malley, the Deputy Mayor for Public Safety. He says he talked to Mayor Lightfoot earlier today. Were you in on that call?
I was not, but the problems were addressed. You know, we're in constant communication, as you can imagine, with the Chicago Police Department and their senior leadership. So the situation and you know, the business community. We talk to the business community constantly to address these issues. So that's being done. We're being proactive. And as I say, I think we'll see you know, a very hardened tamp down on criminal activity in that area.
Deputy Mayor, I want you to give me the next sentence in that story, because you're walking it up saying it looks like you're about to do more. What are you about to do, and when's that going to happen?
As we speak, there's resources being deployed to those areas. So I would say, why don't we check back in a week or two and see if that is not, in fact, the case, that the activity that goes on in the River North area is kind of dispersed.
Fantastic. That's good to hear. There's a police shortage in the city. Do we need more officers?
The resources are, there's always, I don't think it's at a crisis stage. What I can do, since you've given me the open the door, so they say,
take it,
is anyone, your listeners are out there, we are in need of police officers, and we are testing on a rolling basis. So if anyone is in the listening area of your 50,000 watt station there, please apply to be a police officer. There's not a better time to become a Chicago police officer than now. Your competition is lower. There used to be 20, 30, up to 40,000 people would take the exam. We are now only hitting about 1,000 people taking that exam. So your chances of testing, passing, and becoming a Chicago police officer have never been greater.
And he would know. He's the Deputy Mayor of Public Safety for the City of Chicago, John O'Malley. Okay, I'm excited about this new mental health program, this two-year project, a couple neighborhoods on the north side, a couple on the south side, to
correct,
send out non uniform or not non-police officers, right, in mental health situations? Explain it for me.
Sure. So it's a what we call the CARE program, Crisis Assistance Response and Engagement. So this is a pilot program. Chicago, we are on the forefront of this. We're pretty much the first large city, biggest police department, biggest population city to have this program. So there's a couple steps to it, Steve. We're embedding professionals, clinicians, into the 911 center over at the OEMC, so that there's a call for mental health, they're going to be able to triage that and then kind of dispatch the correct people to deal with the situation. So we're not talking about not sending police to a call where someone has a violent history, where there may be a weapon on scene, where there's acts of violence taking place. We're talking about, and the reason it's going into the 19th district, which is Uptown, North Center, Wrigleyville, those type of areas, and then Chatham on the south side, is traditionally that's where the highest calls for mental health assistance have been coming for. So it makes sense to target those areas. And we're actually reaching out to people themselves that are called, and the 911 is called on to address. We're reaching out to those people saying that there's an alternative. So right now we have trained. Yeah,
I was going to say, John, the tricky thing is, and this is what the 911 operators are paid for, I guess, but to know who to send where or when to send them and when not
correct.
To send them.
Yeah, so again, we're going to have people at the 911 center helping those call takers to triage those calls as they come in. And so that, you know, right now the automatic response would be just to send the police.
Right.
So they're going to be able to triage that. The teams are trained with a certified trained police officer, a community-trained, mental health-trained paramedic, and healthcare professionals that are all on a team together. They've been training together. The pilot is just rolling out. They have been going around making contact with healthcare centers, with every fire department within the district, doing roll calls at the police roll call, so that the police officers themselves know that this assistance will be out there. We're going to take it very slow and steady. This is very, very serious business. We want to make sure what the service is providing is matching the appropriate people. So this is going to be something new. It's going to take about 6-9 months to kind of get that data to see if the teams are actually hitting the right people and providing the right resources to those people. Because, you know, we want to divert individuals that just have mental health and substance abuse problems away from the criminal courts and tying up our emergency rooms. Normally, these people go right to an incarceration-type situation or going to the emergency rooms when that necessarily might not be the resources that they need.
And incarceration's not good for them. It's not good for us if they don't need to be incarcerated.
No, and, you know, Tom Dart, the sheriff, will tell you that Cook County Hospital, Cook County Jail, is one of the biggest mental health institutions in the country. So taking a look at trying to hit it off before it becomes criminal activity, right, Steve? If the person's not committing a criminal offense, they just need resources. That's what we're going to try to get to them. It's been a little bit successful in smaller towns, Eugene, Oregon, Austin, Texas, other cities like that. So we're trying to look at those programs, taking the best practices in those programs and instituting it here in the city of Chicago.
Deputy Mayor John O'Malley. John, it was great to talk to you. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.
Your town, your sound, your very own WGN.